Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We are in this place. Let's digitally, virtually chat face to face. Today is Thursday, so you know what that means. It means Monday through Thursday, we talk health because it truly is your wealth. And then on Fridays, we remix FBF. It normally stands for Flashback Fridays, but on Cut to the Chase at 8 podcast, it stands for Favorite Brand Fridays. And then on Saturdays, we talk about healthy relationships. Sundays, we talk about what fills your soul. And today is Thursday. So we're going to talk about a fruit that is actually misused or not used completely. So stay tuned and we'll find out what it is. And then we'll jump right into this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, for subscribing, leaving a 5-star rating, and talking about this podcast on your social media page. Thank you so, so very much. If you would like to continue this conversation, let's continue it on Facebook. I am Official Madison Chase Fitness. On Instagram and YouTube, I'm Madison Chase Fitness. On Twitter, I'm Madison Chase Fit. And if you'd like to sponsor this podcast and talk about your positive brand or service right here, all you have to do is call 213-538-2348. Again, it's 213-538-2348. So these two fruits are fruits that are commonly misunderstood and commonly not eaten correctly. So growing up in Texas, my great-grandparents actually had a pomegranate tree in their backyard. And people ask me, they're like, oh, you had it? Yes, I had a pomegranate tree growing up. And nobody ever told me that you could actually eat the entire inside of the pomegranate. And so I would just eat the outside. I would get the juice from the pomegranate and then I would spit the seed out. It wasn't until maybe the last 2 years that I discovered you could actually eat the seed, and the seed has some health benefits too. So this next fruit, since becoming vegan, I eat it all the time, but I definitely never knew the benefits of the seed and or how to eat the seed. And just like anything, you know, in terms of like what's trending, sometimes when you have a larger platform, you tend to think that you can influence people, and you do influence people, but should you influence people is the other question. So I think sometimes we give leverage and not even just in, you know, health and wellness, but sometimes people become experts in certain things and certain areas just because they have the platform. So I'm only saying that to say that in terms of like diet and dieting and detoxing and juicing, we sometimes make people these experts that they're not really experts in. And so looking at just how we even got our USDA food pyramid, even that, like, we give credit to certain doctors and or even the food pyramid when really it is not beneficial for all. So let's talk about the avocado. It is a fruit, and let's look at some of the health benefits. Now, can you, again, it's like putting Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. If you have deeper and or serious health challenges that have not been diagnosed, then avocados will not change your entire trajectory of your health and wellness. It just won't. Juicing won't do that as well. So if you have serious issues like diabetes or high blood pressure, it is something that requires a naturopathic doctor and a medical doctor who will try to decrease your medication and not get not find a, easy, not putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound with medication, because that's essentially what you're doing. You're making the problem worse. So let's look at the 12 proven health benefits of avocados. One, it is incredibly nutritious. It is, it has high nutrients. It has vitamin K, 20%, 26% vitamin K, 20% folate, 17% vitamin C, 14% potassium, 14% vitamin B5, 13% vitamin B6, and 10% vitamin E. So those nutrients are great. And you need 3.5 ounces of a serving to get all of those vitamins, right? Number two, they contain more potassium than bananas. Number three, it is loaded with heart-healthy monounsaturated fatty acids. Number four, avocados are loaded with fiber. Number five, eating avocados can lower cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Number six, people who eat avocados tend to be healthier. And that is a very broad statement, because you actually have to... Can you be healthier? I think it depends on where your health is. So that's a very broad statement. And this article comes from Healthline. Number seven, their fat content may help you absorb nutrients from plant foods. So if you are vegan, this fruit is essential to your vegan diet. Number eight, avocados are loaded with powerful antioxidants that can protect your eyes. Number nine, avocados may help prevent a common disease. Number 10, avocados, the extract may help relieve symptoms of arthritis. I'm sure that's probably the vitamin E. Eating avocados may help you lose weight. Avocados, and then I think that's a broad statement too, because it depends on how much weight you have to lose. Avocados, they're delicious. It depends. That's subjective. And they're easy to incorporate in your diet. I think tons of people like guacamole. I love good guacamole with onions and tomatoes and lime juice and some cilantro. But that's a whole other story. And let's talk about eating the avocado seed, because this is something I had no idea was something you could do, just like I had no idea you could actually eat the seed of the pomegranates. So here's a way to actually incorporate and use the seed. I'm going to actually try this today. So some people dry the seeds in the oven for 2 hours at 250 degrees. Once the seed is dehydrated, it can be chopped up and placed in a blender or food processor until it forms a powder. The powder can then be added to smoothies or used in teas, sauces, or dips. So there you have it. That is how you can incorporate not just the flesh of the avocado, but the seed of the avocado as well into your diet. And let's look at, I'm curious to see what are the benefits of the avocado seeds, because who knows? I mean, I would assume it would be the same as actual avocado, but I don't know. I just Googled it. Avocado seeds have bactericidal and fungicidal properties. It means they are able to neutralize different harmful microorganisms. Additionally, seeds contain saponins that boost our metabolism and help our body get rid of bad cholesterol. Besides, these products contain calcium, magnesium, and vitamin C, which we already talked about. So these are seven benefits that can boost your, we've already talked about that. But I was just curious. It says that the seed is bitter. If you're going to add it to your smoothies, make sure you balance it with some sweetness by including fruit. And that's it. So I just Googled that because I was curious. So thank you guys so much for listening to Cut to the Chase at 8. Let's continue this conversation on Facebook at Official Madison Chase Fitness, Instagram and YouTube, Madison Chase Fitness, Twitter, Madison Chase Fit. And also, please subscribe, share, and always, always leave your 5-star rating. And make sure you turn on your post notifications so you can know when I upload a new episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's Cut to the Chase today with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. And we will chat tomorrow.